both from Luke chapter 9, verse 3. He said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic." And from Luke 14, verses 26 through 27. "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." The words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Ken, for reading today and leading our worship time. Before Ken read the scripture, he said to me, "These are like double negatives." And what he was saying, and it's true, these are tough scriptures here. And they're talking about priority and sacrifice. The first part, when it said in Luke 9:3, it said, when you're going out, don't take anything. Don't take bread or staff or bag or tunic. They're sending them out, and guess what? They're all on their own. How would you feel about going to be asked to go somewhere and not have any supplies? Would you feel happy? No. Why do you think he told them not to take anything? Well, the reason he told them, Jesus told them not to take anything, is because they were to rely on Christ. They were to rely on God alone. And there are times when we think we have it all together. We did it. This is what I did. Christ told them, you're going to go off and you're just going to go. Don't be prepared because I will take care of you. That's a hard thing, isn't it? To go somewhere and you have no clue what is going on. That's why I encourage you, whenever you get a chance, and there's never a time, and I really truly believe that you're never too old to go on a mission trip somewhere. And sometimes when you go on a mission trip, you go there and you just basically say, here I am, Lord. I have no clue what I'm doing, and here I am. Now, the second part is interesting, too. The second verse is because it said Luke 14, 26 through 27. It said talking about hating. If you do not hate, and that word hate is saying if there's something more important in your life than God, then you got your priorities mixed up. If your father or mother is before God, then priorities wrong. Sister or brother, mother or husband, this idea about priority is let's put God first. Now that's hard to do, isn't it? Do I hear an amen? The hardest thing that I learn in tithing is I pay God first. I used to always pay God last. Guess what happened? God got leftovers. Well, God, I'll catch up next month with you because I'm out. It's only when I put God first that I learned that He could take care of me. Now, it's awesome when you put God first, but it's the hardest thing to do, too. These verses are talking about sacrifice. And the word sacrifice for us is saying, what do we give up? What do we do? What is going to be priority? Now, last week we heard a video, and it said about you are a miracle. You are a miracle. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are a miracle. You are a miracle, and you are a miracle, and you are a miracle. We're all miracles because God made us. Now, also it says that you're made for a miracle, and that means that's something for us to do. for us to be part of, that we are into God's purpose and plan. And when we get to be God's purpose and plan, that means we have a task to do. Now, this week, we're seeing a video, and it's called Miracle Comes with a Cost. It talks about sacrifice. Now, I mentioned this at the first service, and I'm going to say it to you today. Some of you are not going to like this video because it steps on your toes. Some of you are not going to like this because it's talking about putting God first. Now, the other thing it's talking about is this idea about what we expect and what God desires. You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for retirement. Man, I'm counting the days. Do you count days of school? Yeah, okay, you don't understand. I'm thinking, you know, when I retire, I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to sit around the house and do nothing. And I'm just going to bug Mary to death. And I'm just going to be just laying around. And if I watch Price is Right, I will. And if I don't, I won't. But I'm just going to do nothing. Do you think God wants me to do that? No. He won't let you. That's right. That's exact. That is it. Now, Mary won't. God won't let me. Mary won't let me. So today we're going to see a video about somebody who had every right to retire, and she earned it. Now, sometimes the world says, just take it easy. Just lay back. But sometimes God nudges you and says, I got another plan. I got another purpose. Now, I think you'll enjoy this lady. Her name's Evelyn. You'll like her. She's 80 years old, almost 80. She's probably 80 now since it's been. So some of you know what it feels like to be 80. Some of you don't. But I think Evelyn's story is wonderful. Now, we're going to turn off the lights first before we hit that button. Got to make sure everything's ready. Now, it also has subtitles underneath it. But if you need it turned up, I think we've got the volume good. So enjoy this. To me, that's an amazing story. It's an amazing story about Evelyn, because if we want to talk just a minute, let's talk about Evelyn. Did she grow up in a nice home? Did she have a nice bathroom? Did she have a bathroom? Zero. Now, the interesting thing is that cycle could have kept on going around and around and around. A friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine, he says you can either make your life better or it can make you bitter. Evelyn made a life better, didn't she? Not only her life, but then she blessed other people. The powerful thing about this story to me is that we don't have to be what the world says we have to be. She could have just been somebody from Tennessee that could have stayed at a place that wasn't where God wanted her. But God worked in her and through her. And I pray, too, that we don't let our life or our situations sometimes hold us back. Now, it's easy because we all have those things. But I hope God can work in you and through you, and that you can also be like Evelyn. And I agree with Michael Slaughter. One day I want to grow up and be just like you. So how about we pray for just a minute? Loving God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for miracles, and thank you for stories that might be part of our story. Help us to know that you can help us, and help us to be willing to take the sacrifice and to pay the cost for your glory. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.